This is Dave Fleming at the Ingenuity Lab. Hello, clinical scholars. Man, wow, holy smokes, and other words like that. Think of what has happened just in the last 30 days. That really precludes us from being together at the end of this month. I was so disappointed, but completely understood that we can't be together, and our health and the health of our communities and nation and the world is so much more important, and we're doing, I know, what we can. So I first just want to say that I'm disappointed that I can't see you face to face, but I'm also very excited that I do get to see you face to face because we live in the 21st century and we have the ability to have virtual meetings and gatherings. And so I'm very much looking forward to shifting what we were going to do on ground to online. And here's how we're going to do that. I've talked to the people at Clinical Scholars, the group in North Carolina, and I've talked to Catherine and Sean. And so we've made a decision to, instead of do a big group meeting, we're going to break into the small groups that you've been working your wicked problem with over the last years together in the cohort. And so that group of 3 to 5 people or so that are part of your small group are going to have a couple hours or more with me. Each group will have time with me to look at what are the next ingenious steps that we need to take in order to either bring our work to a close in a really meaningful way, to advance our work, or really to even decide what should we do next now that we're coming to the end of our time with the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. What I was going to introduce to you at our time in San Diego was a methodology that I've created through my research and work, and of course through so many other great minds over the last 100 years of how people work effectively together. And specifically, my work is, how do we really work ingeniously and in high-performing groups? And man, we need that more than ever right now. And my research led me to develop an app that really helps people design solutions with ingenuity and resourcefulness in mind. We were going to work off of that app and the methodology that I've created and we use at the lab when we were together in San Diego. But now we're just going to shift that to an online format. And you will all be given access to the app for about a 30 or 40 day period of time, free of charge. I just want it to be available to you to learn the methodology and then as a group to write a canvas. And that's what the app is called, the Ingenuity Canvas. And it's a tool that helps you think about the important elements of designing solutions with ingenuity, resourcefulness, excellence in mind. And so you'll be able to learn the methodology. I'll send you the app. You'll have a couple weeks to get inside the app. There are audio programs that teach how to use it and the philosophy and methodology behind it. And then you can play around with it. Your group can use it to write a solution prior to me interfacing with you. So if your group wants to think about, hey, what are the most one or two pressing solutions we need as we either bring our work into close or advance it or decide what we should do next, the canvas can help you with that no matter what the scope of what you're trying to achieve is. So you'll have time to understand the methodology, use the canvas, and then we will set up individual meetings, your small group and me. We will get together and we'll spend 90 minutes or so looking at the canvas together and perhaps the canvas that you wrote, and I'll give you feedback on it. Or we can write one right then in our time together. When I talked to Catherine, we just decided that I want these times to be helpful to you. I want to meet each group where you are and help you understand and appreciate the power of human ingenuity, particularly in these moments. And I hope that the work that we do and the time we spend together will not just help you with what you're going to do next as a small group, but will help you with the rest of your life and your life work to be ingenious and to find ideas that energize and are usable and transformational, and then to be able to use your resources in powerful ways, limited as they are. But the most ingenious groups I've ever researched or have been privileged to work with are the groups that are able to MacGyver their resources in ways that advance their mission. And then they're able to adapt fast and smart along the way. I want to just infuse more of that spirit and that skill in you, in your teams, in your psyche, in your mind, in your action. And I will be looking forward to spending this time with you. So again, you're going to get an email with this this audio program on it. We'll start to work with Catherine to schedule out. Some of you might have time right now. Some of you may not have time for a month or two. The window is open for me to work with your groups from April through July. April through July. And when we set a time that we're going to meet, then I'll just back up from that scheduled meeting day a couple weeks, get you the canvas. You can listen and learn the methodology, write a canvas out, or wait until we're together to write it. And then we can just talk about how to really look at the work you're doing as a group and be solution focused in your next steps. And hopefully, this is something you can use for the rest of your life. Well, I'm delighted to know that there's a way we can still connect. And I also just know that you are all providers of healthcare in one way or another and well-being. And I want to thank you for that. And maybe just before we end our time together, we could just breathe a little bit. Breathing in, releasing out. In these last months, I've really been reconnected with the power of breath. And perhaps we could even add a mantra to it. Breathing in, I find peace. Breathing out, I'm grateful for life. Man, what mantra could you use as you breathe in and out? It's good just to stop for a moment in the midst of all the things that are going on right now and breathe. And most of all, I want to be a positive energy for you and your groups. I want to help you achieve excellence in the work that you do, in the work you've done as a group, and help maybe give you some more tools that you can use for the rest of your life work as you change the world wherever you find yourself. Very much looking forward to being with you all in small groups. I'll see you online and on Zoom, and let's make some magic. Let's make some ingenuity. Maybe, just keep doing that after you turn this off. This is Dave at the Ingenuity Lab.